Blog Talk Radio.
From the deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, the SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio present Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover with us the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we discover his wild world.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you're listening to Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio. And as always, from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the honorable, distinguished, and never late, but it drives me crazy, Dr. Henry Day. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Batson. How are things there at the Wildlife Preserve?
Well, they're quite good. It's a little steamy here today. And as I'm speaking with you, I'm watching the bears frolic in their trough. And it's quite entertaining.
We're hitting around 90 degrees here on my patio.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so I don't blame the bears at all. In fact, yeah, I
kind of like to frolic with them, but that might be a problem.
Yeah. About 1,000 pounds of bear out there.
Absolutely. So they probably really wouldn't care, you know what I'm saying? I am their daddy.
As long as there's room.
Yeah. It might be a little cozy. They won't even let me hibernate with them.
Yeah. Well, you probably snore.
Yeah, I'll have to. No, what I do is I fall out of the bed. Boom. I do that frequently. Cheryl says I'm going to kill myself. Cheryl's my wife, by the way. Dr. Day knows, but my listeners may not.
That is correct, yes.
And are you ready, Dr. Day?
Always ready.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
All right, well, let's do the Wild World News for August 12th. All right, we're going to start out today. State Capitol, District of Columbia. Yeah, the Georgetown Library has reopened after finding several snakes crawling around the premises. Yeah, no, it was closed for a couple of days. And yeah, they hope they got all the snakes out of there, but, you know, snakes are pretty good hiders.
What kind?
Well, we don't know what kind for sure. I imagine they were probably garter snakes. They like to come out in multiple numbers.
Why did they close the library, Dr.
Day? Well, they didn't want to have to clean up a lot of other stuff after people were frightened by snakes. Now, you can imagine reaching for a book and there's a snake sitting there. Now, we would be excited, but some people don't really care for that.
Well, the library messed up because they could have made it into an educational experience.
That is very true. Yep, they should have kept the snakes, put them on display, and we would have been hoping to find more than a few snakes.
They could have called us.
Yeah. We'll have to drop them
anyway.
And let them, if they need us, we'll be there. All right, now this next story is going to make you mad, so get ready. Sand Island, Alabama, Birmingham Audubon says that beach volleyball players probably killed hundreds of birds still in their eggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate volleyball now.
Yeah. They set up their net in a nesting area, killed hundreds of baby birds.
I think we should go kick some butt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just awful. Yeah, it makes you think, what's wrong with people? What? Anyway, same thing with the next story, Vail, Colorado. Operation Game Theft Program is increasing the reward to $15,000 for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for killing mountain goats.
Oh, neuter them.
Yeah.
Publicly.
No reason for that.
No.
Now, this story, another snake story. Manchester Township, New Jersey. A venomous timber rattler was found under a woman's car there. The timber rattler was captured, and it was relocated. Now, you're pretty familiar with timber rattlers, aren't you?
I am.
Didn't you have a state record timber rattler at one time?
I did. The world expert Sherman Minton, Dr. Sherman Minton, God bless his soul, said it was the largest one ever brought out of Indiana forest. He was 76 inches long. And approximately a year and a half or 2 years after that, I was bitten by that snake during a show in St. Louis and spent 3 days in intensive care and a week in the hospital and learned that's not a fun thing to happen.
That's right. I remember all that.
Yeah, I did too, unfortunately.
That was a beautiful snake, though.
I love that snake. I did many, many lectures of that snake well after. In fact, I think I had him, I'd have to look it up for sure, but I think I had him like 15 years after the fact.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah.
Incredible. Well, thank God you lived through that, or we wouldn't be doing the show right now.
No, the show would never happen. That'd probably make a lot of people happy.
All right. Now we're off to Garden City, Michigan. Mark Johnson, who faced fines after a wild turkey moved into his backyard, decided he doesn't mind paying the fines and he's going to let the bird stay. Now,
well, good for him. How much is the fine? What does the Wild World team know about that?
Well, we don't know about the fines there in Garden City, but we can find out. I'm sure it's not a lot, but Mark has decided, the bird's going to stay.
Yeah, put one of your interns on it.
We shall send them out there right now.
Good.
Now, the only wild turkey I'm going to see in my backyard is going to be in the liquid form. And it can stay, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, we're going to talk bears here for a minute. Montpelier, Vermont. We're going to go there a couple times today. Officials are urging residents to bear-proof homes and secure outdoor food sources. And we all know why. Now, at the same time, they're putting out bait for the bears. Yeah, Montpelier, Vermont, the city is using grazing goats to get rid of their poison ivy problem.
Well.
Yeah. At the same time we're trying to keep the bears out, we're bringing the bears in. Now, and here's the good reason why we don't feed the bears. Sheridan, Wyoming, the state game and fish department euthanized a black bear that was feeding on hot dogs and other human food at the Sibley Lake campground. Yeah, people were feeding the bears, and of course, what do they have to do? Well, they end up killing the bear. Stop feeding the bears.
Yeah, don't feed wildlife at all. I mean, that's wildlife. That's the key two words, wildlife. Folks, write that down. WILDLIFE. Do not feed wildlife. Make a mental note of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, off to Anchorage, Alaska. The Alaska wildlife troopers, listen to this, have seized more than 16 tons of salmon caught illegally so far this year. 16 tons.
Wow.
Now, these people are cutting into our salmon export, which is going to raise the price, and we love salmon. So,
we do.
Stop it. Just stop being like that. Okay, now next story. Who's the ass in this story? Colton, California, or Burrow, that was shot in the head with an arrow, has been released back into the wild. The Burrow is doing fine. It was a Sicilian. The arrow didn't seem to do much trouble, but why? Here we go again. What's wrong with people? Who's the ass?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, good news for people in Yellowstone. It's Yosemite is to reopen this coming Tuesday, a couple of weeks after being forced to close because of smoke. Yeah, Yosemite National Park will reopen Tuesday after the wildfire choked out the park with enough smoke at the peak of the tourist season that they had to shut her down for a while. But will be reopened Tuesday. Now, do you know what comes running out of a forest after a forest fire?
I give.
Crispy critters.
That's funny, but it's not.
Yes, I know, but I just had to throw that one in there. No, as we know, most of the animals that live out there, they are familiar with wildfires, and they usually know how to handle them. So
yeah.
It's way before anything happens.
Mm.
All right, we're at that time of the day where it's time to play Who's Gotten Older?
Oh, no, I hate this game.
Yeah, but you got to play anyway.
I know, it's singular. Right. Our guest hasn't arrived yet.
Well, we can wait another 10 seconds, and then we'll start the Who's Gotten Older.
Okay. Our guest this week is legendary broadcaster Pat O'Brien.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about the Pat. Because he has a
lot
of
stories.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start out with singer Ronnie Burnett Greenfield, Ronnie Spector of Ronnie and the Ronettes. How old is Ronnie Spector, do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was drifted off. Ronnie Spector, she's the one that dated Ringo, I think. So I imagine she's 71.
Well, you were pretty close there. Ronnie turned 75 on Friday.
Oh, Ringo must have liked cougars.
Well, Ringo's right there, too.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, and who was it? Oh, Eddie Money, the song Just Like Ronnie Sang.
Yeah.
She sings in the song with him. That's Ronnie Spector.
Yeah, she was quite a performer.
Yes, she was.
All
right,
all
one of my favorites. What is it?
who did you say?
Ronnie Spector.
You cut out. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello. All right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. One of our favorites, singer, flautist Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull.
Oh, I bet Ian's about, I think he's around 71.
Well, you would be exactly correct. He turned 71 on Friday.
I'm one of their biggest fans. I think I own every one of their CDs. They got like 80.
Yeah, pretty incredible group, Jethro Tull.
Ian's the only one that plays on every one of them.
Well, thank God for that, because we love Ian. Incredible.
In fact, I had an idiot friend who used to think that Ian was Jethro Tull.
You know who Jethro Tull actually was?
It was a sewing machine, I believe.
he was a farmer.
And
of all the farmers, and led kind of unionized the farmers.
Well, I wasn't even close. What kind of fan am I?
Now listen to this. We just had this gentleman on the show a couple of weeks ago. After Larry Wilcox had a birthday this past Wednesday.
Oh, no. Do I got time to go to Wikipedia? let me think. He's probably 70.
Well, he was 70 this last week, but on Wednesday he turned 71. So I'm going to have to give that one to you.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good this week.
Not bad, yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, that was a great show with Larry.
This game doesn't suck anymore.
We had a great show with Larry. We should have him on again. I don't think we had enough time to talk about all we needed to talk about.
Oh, we did. Well, we will have him back on. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great show. All right, now, Eric Carmen had a birthday this past week.
I contacted him about being on our show, and he never got back with me, so I don't care.
You hear that, Eric?
Oh, let's think. 69.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but you hit it right on the head again. Are you looking these up?
Oh, I wish this was for money.
Yeah, yeah, you've done great today. You're almost batting 100. Okay.
Yeah, no competition.
Singer-guitarist Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits.
Biff Tatuffy, 73.
Ooh, you went a little over on this one. Mark turned 69.
I'm so sorry, Mark.
That's all right. Another great group, Dire Straits. Another great group.
Yeah, right, that's money for nothing.
And your chicks for free. That ain't worth it. All right,
that's
we're
right.
Going off, heading off to Marville, Arkansas, the home of musician Yvonne Helm, has been added to the State Register of Historic Places.
Well, we love Yvonne Helm.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we love him. The band, he has one of the most distinctive voices in rock music. Well, I wouldn't really call them rock. Nowadays, if they come out, they'd be country.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't know what you could call the band, or what genre of music. Good music, yeah.
You know what guitar player wanted to be in the band?
No idea.
He would have quit the band he was in to be in the band. It's Eric Clapton.
Is that right?
He loved the band. He hated Cream.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
Hey, another additional fact of the day.
All right. Well, that leads us to the fact of the day. Now, you're going to find this pretty interesting. The fingerprints of a koala are so indistinguishable from humans that they have, on occasion, been confused at a crime scene. Now, think about that.
I don't understand. What? Now, say that again.
The fingerprints of a koala are so indistinguishable from humans that they have, on occasion, been confused at a crime scene.
In Australia?
A crime scene where there's a koala, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting fact.
You know, I have another one that's quite interesting. You know, in the northern part of the country, that one particular animal will get confused with human remains if the head is not there and the feet. Do you know what that is?
Let me think about that.
You got plenty of time.
Let's see. It'd have to be a rather large animal. Bear.
Bear is correct.
Wow.
That is correct.
Huh. That's a pretty interesting fact.
Here's another interesting fact. A famous bear trainer told me once that he considers the bear as intelligent as the great apes, except it doesn't have the expressions.
Interesting. Another interesting fact.
Well, I'll tell you, our big black bear, Buck, if he turns his water trough over, I'll walk by it and I'll say to him, Buck, I'm going to go into the house, I'll be back in a minute, get that water trough turned back over, and we'll fill it up. and I'll go in the house, make me a beverage, come back out. He'll be sitting in it like a bathtub waiting for me.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
We're filled with information, Dr. Day.
We are.
We're not filled with Pat O'Brien yet, though.
All right. Well, maybe he's on a different time system and thinks he's still got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. I got his music lined up. So when you finish, I'll be ready.
Well, that's the Wild World News for the day.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and the Wild World News staff in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Wild World News Studios. Now HD with a beautiful, knotty pine paneling, which gives us such tremendous acoustics. And the SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It is all there in their classic recordings, Best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. And I'll tell you what, you can listen for hours on their website. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out, srirecords.com. Was supposed to be legendary broadcaster Pat O'Brien. So if he's not here, I'm going to go through some Pat O'Brien facts, Dr. Day.
Well, you know, sometimes our guests get confused with the time changes here and there. So,
he does live in L.A. He's from Hollywood. That's 3 hours difference. I only messaged him 20 times to make sure there was no confusion, along with the call-in number. But, hey, we'll carry on.
We shall.
He was a sportscaster for CBS from 1981 to 1997. Worked for the Insider 2004 to 2008. Get this, he did six Olympic Games, two for CBS, with four from 92 to 94, four for NBC 2000, 2004, and 2012. He was also a broadcaster for the World Series, Super Bowl, NBA Finals, and Final Four pregame host for CBS. He's written two books. His books are, hold on here, Talking Book, ABSer's Guide, whatever. And I'll be right back after this. In 2014, both published. The most accomplished, the biggest accomplishment, according to Dr. Day and myself, was that he was also parodied on The Simpsons.
Yep.
Did you see that one, Dr. Day?
Yes, I did, but it's been quite a while ago.
Yeah. Grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's a member of the Sioux Falls Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Played in two bands, Dale Gregory and the Shouters, from 1964 to 1967, April 25th, 2010, and the band Those of Us, which he was the front man, which is pretty darn impressive. He's a production assistant for Huntley and Brinkley. VH1, he did the show Fairway to Heaven, and also Lift, Ticket to Ride. I was so clever coming up with that. And let me always tell everyone over the broadcast what we tell the guests before they come on. We want to thank you for being on Wild World. I'm with Wildlife Educational Services. That's me, Larry Batson, a nonprofit. We rescue wild animals and do educational programs in schools and have for 40 years. The CEO of SRI Records is Shelley Leibowitz, and he is our underwriter. He donates to us to do this program, so being a guest, you too contribute to our animal family, which consists of tigers, bears, baboons, alligators, on and on. So thank you for Pat O'Brien for being on Blog Talk Radio.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful night, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the fellas go, I know why. Simply because that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, you must take me.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
We love us some Shelley Leibowitz, don't we, Dr. Day?
That we do.
Shelley, and we love us some more Ray Brown.
May not lose. One of them girls from a fashion book. She's got something much greater than gold. Crazy about that woman. Got so much soul. Got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure, he's mellow. Glad that I'm a fella. And I know, cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me, cause she knocked me off my feet. My baby, when she walks by, all the fellas go, I know why. Simply cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure, he's mellow. Glad that I'm a fella, and I know, cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me, cause she knocked me off my feet. There is no girl in the whole world that can love me like you do.
legendary Ray Brown on Wild World on Blog Talk Radio, along with Dr. Henry Day, broadcasting from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, awaiting the arrival of legendary broadcaster Pat O'Brien. And you know, I was thinking, Dr. Day.
Tell us.
We have a friend that lives in who is in Los Angeles right now. They could maybe find him.
Well, let's get on that. Who are we talking about? Dave, are you there? Dave, we've got to give him a second. Sometimes we're going satellite all the way to London. So, Dave.
No, he's in Los Angeles.
Dave's in Los
Maybe
Angeles
he's
today?
Lost too.
My God. I guess he is. Dave?
I'm listening. Okay, I heard you guys. You're talking about trying to find Pat O'Brien.
Yeah. You think you can find him, Dave?
I don't have my shoes on.
Oh. Well, maybe. Maybe we could check back with you later. Maybe you'll be able to do that for us. He was supposed to be on Wild World today.
I'll call the directory. See if I can find you.
Okay, we'll get back with you, Dave. Thank you very much. That'd be fantastic.
All right, Dave. Thank you. We'll check in shortly.
I don't like that song.
You know, who thought that Dave Davies could also be a private detective?
Yeah, well, let's hope we get him up and get some shoes on him.
He's got to have some shoes. Well, we're going to take a short break in hopes that maybe possibly that phone line may hop on. Brighten up. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I am sorry. It's probably my fault. My God. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World with Dr. Henry Day. We're going to take a short break because I have to pee real bad.
Beep, beep, bam, bam, boom, boom.
SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there. Artists in their classic recordings, Best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Check it out. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. We are waiting for Pat O'Brien, myself, and Dr. Day. I've got a sports score for you, Dr. Day.
All right, let's have it.
Tigers 2, Raccoons 0.
Oh, no. Another raccoon?
Yes, I'm afraid we found the second little raccoon in the tiger enclosure.
Well,
it was rather gruesome.
I can imagine. Yes.
They think they are quick enough to get the chicken and the beef that we feed the tigers. And guess what?
They were wrong.
Not
again.
Not funny. Yeah. It's not funny at all, you know.
No, it's not. But the variety is the spice of life.
That's right. You know, the Animal Guys, Larry and the Animal Guys, have a new song out. You know, we've got the time. I was going to play it for Pat. No, I wasn't, because he's an accomplished broadcaster. But and legendary, too, I should mention that as well.
But not today.
But not today. And so I'll just play it for you, Dr. Day, and our listeners, if you don't mind.
Please. I think our listeners would like to
hear. It's a little thing called Snowflake Shake.
Why do we need all this snow? Why do we need all this snow?
Snowflake Shake by Larry and the Animal Guys on Blog Talk Radio, the only radio station that would play it.
We could use that snow today.
Oh, we could. That'd be phenomenal, I'm telling you. No, what we could use is Pat O'Brien.
Well, he's still got a few minutes, but while we're waiting,
he does.
I've got a couple more.
Well, I was kind of wondering how Dave was coming along with that deal.
Dave, you there?
Yeah, I got one too long. I'm getting ready to put the other one on.
Dave, you kind of sound like you're in a tunnel.
Hey, we're just talking on the phone. I'm on. I just about got rid of the shoe on.
Thank you, Dave. What's your time?
Oh, my
All
Lord.
Right. Let me tell you this.
I'm sorry.
On average, get that other shoe on.
I wasn't prepared. You see, I'm not legendary. So sometimes I get screwed up on this thing.
Of course you are.
There's quite a lot of buttons I have to push to produce this show for Shelley Leibowitz and SRI Records and Wildlife Educational Services. With Dr.
Well,
Day, I'm just killing time. Dr. Day and the Wild World News staff bringing the Wild World News from Indianapolis, Indiana, and is broadcasting Mecca. Now in Knotty Pine, it sounds so darn good, Dr. Day.
Well, it is Knotty, Knotty Pine.
It is.
Okay, well, you know, since we've got a little extra time.
Oh, do you?
We do. We have a couple of minutes here. I found some old bizarre laws about wildlife, and I thought maybe you'd be interested to hear them. They're still on the books.
I would love to hear them. Well, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Okay, here we go. More information from Dr. Day.
It's now time from his broadcasting Mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana. The distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Oh, good late afternoon, everyone. We're going to go over a couple of facts of the day. The old laws on the books, still on the books, yet interesting. Now, for some reason, in Minnesota, a person may not cross state lines with a duck atop their head.
Damn.
Yeah, now, well, what do you suppose led to that law?
Somebody had a duck on their head.
I guess. You know, the only thing I could think of is maybe if you had a duck on your head and you cross the state lines, maybe the duck hunting season is legal in that state at the time. There's a possibility that you could be shot. I don't know.
Well, he deserves to be shot if he's that stupid.
If you've got a duck on your head, yes, I hope you have a very good reason. Now,
that was Minnesota, correct?
Correct.
Who the heck?
Land of 10,000 lakes.
Minnesota. Oh, I'll get letters on that.
Yep, I'm just relaying you the information. Now, in Wyoming, you may not take a picture of a rabbit from January to April without an official permit.
Oh, let's apply.
Well,
what's it cost?
I guess maybe I don't know. I don't know what the story is behind that one.
Well, you need to send the Wild World News team after that because we don't have a very big budget, but we should get one anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Give us a reasoning for a while.
Yeah, we need to know the reasoning behind that. Maybe one of our listeners from Wyoming will let us know.
I'd rather go to Wyoming than Minnesota.
Is Bob Jackson still living in Wyoming? Does he live in Wyoming?
No, he lives in Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, now we'd had him on the show and he would have been here.
Yeah, that's right.
We love Bob Jackson.
Yeah, we do. One of our favorite guests.
You remember the grizzly bear story?
Share it with us. Share it with our listeners.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the grizzly bear story is they can tell when they find somebody disemboweled, whether they were just died of a heart attack and the bear came along and had lunch, or whether the bear just decided to go to a smorgasbord and have his lunch while you're still living, because the bear will hold you down and start eating at your stomach while you're still alive, like a salmon, which is a fish, which we talked about earlier. And
yes,
they can tell by looking at what's left of you, bruising on the forearms, because someone tried to fight for their life, and guess what? They lost.
yeah, not many win that battle.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should check in with Bob Jackson. He was a great guest. It'd be nice to have him on the show again.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, today. Now, here's an interesting fact. On average, people fear spiders more than they do death.
You got to be kidding.
That's the fact, Jack.
Do they not know that if you have a spider in your house, that there's apparently something for that spider to eat?
We both like spiders. I.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Doesn't make sense to me. A lot of things don't make sense to me.
Yeah. Any more fun facts?
Well, in Boise, Idaho, residents may not fish from a giraffe's back.
Darn, I was going to do that too. My God, they've ruined my vacation.
Yeah, they're always ruining something, aren't they?
And the reason I didn't like that darn steak, besides the Unabomber lived there.
Yep, well, it's going to have to fish some other way.
Yeah. So have you got any more fun facts, Dr. Day?
Well, I'll run one more for you because I see we're nearing the end.
Ants.
We're talking about ants now. Closely
Good.
Resemble human manners. When they wake, they stretch and appear to yawn in a human manner before taking up the task of the day, which is getting a cup of coffee next.
Oh, I love ants as well, except when they bite the hell out of me.
Yeah, when I lived in Panama, I swam in the Panama Canal quite often, and the fire ants would fall to the surface of the water because a lot of the locust trees hung out over the water. And as soon as they found something to cling on to, they did, and they clung on with dear life. I've pulled fire ants off me in very many unfun locations, or fun locations, depending on how you look at it.
Oh, well, I got one for you. When I was 5 years old in Colorado Springs on a family vacation, I actually got the opportunity to sit on a fire ant hill.
Very nice. And what
did
you learn?
I was on fire. And that's how they got their name.
I think you're right. Now that and they're red.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Day, a wonderful show today. What a great guest.
Yes, we did have a great show. And it just goes to prove that no matter what, we're going to enjoy ourselves.
We are, and we'd like to thank SRI Records and SRI Label Group and God Love Shelley Leibowitz as we finish with Before the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli.
Hey, Frank, what do you think most?
Like, man, I don't know. I just go ape. Well, a quiver and a quake, I make the ground shake, I go ape. Sure.
Dog Talk Radio. Don't forget about our brand new show, Animal Tracks, with my wife, Cheryl Batson, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what I was going to say. Have a great week, everybody. We'll listen next week. We will actually have a guest. You betcha.